on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right, we do seem to have lost the news there, so I do apologise. No news coming up, but we'll carry on with the music. Here is the Pet Shop Boys with Loneliness.
Don't
That's a long version, isn't it? Don't call me baby, 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 baby. That's a classic. Right, just coming out to Turbo 7. I'm saying it's a classic. We had the Pet Shop Boys. That was Madison Avenue. And I think we should have some new music. Yes, I think we should. I think we should. What should we have? Let's have a little look at my little folder of desire. It's not that. I am Kluko. I think, actually, I'm going to play that for you. Have I labelled it up right? Yes, I have. There he is. I am Kalugo. This is a track called Little Things.
It's the scent of the earth after warm summer rain. It's the colorful leaves as the seasons change. It's the view from the summit of a mountain peak. Resplendence and peace. It's the warmth of a heart when they feel the same. It's two souls in union as the phoenix flames. In the melding of minds there are harmonious waves. When the emotions run away, I swear I'll listen to what you need. I won't be weathered by the wind or the sea. Right by your side, listening to those little things we need. We stumble through this life feeling mostly the same, confused and focused on material gain. Why can't we see the things we really need are free? Friends and family. These are the things that we take for granted. A life so short, we should take advantage. Cherish every moment and always be strong. Cause in a blink, they'll be little things we need. I swear I'll listen to what you need.
Little things we need. Aww, I love that. watching at the moment a series called Ripley, which is a mini series. If you've not seen the film, The Talented Mr. Ripley, which I think had Matt Damon and I can't remember the other guy's name in it. Very good it was too. I love that film. It's got very dark, but I'm really loving the TV series, which has got Andrew Scott, Dakota Fanning and Johnny Flynn starring, and it's very, very good. And it's all shot in black. It's shot in black and white. And I think that's quite an expensive medium to film in, isn't it? More, rather than colour. I don't know. I thought it was more expensive. Maybe it's not. But it's very stylish. And I think it being in the being in black and white actually adds to it. And I was a bit kind of at first, because it's set over in Italy, you think, oh, I'd love to be able to see the sea and everything. It'll be beautiful and blue and, you know, the skies. But you don't really need it. You get that warmth, even though it's black and white. I sound a bit Ponzi saying that, but you get the warmth of it, the brightness, and it's I'm really enjoying it. If you've not seen the film, it is brilliant. It's set in the 1960s, check it out, because it is very, very good if you get a chance to watch it on Netflix. If not, watch The Talented Mr. Ripley, because that is still a classic film, and I really like Dakota Fanning as well. I forgot she was a child actress, wasn't she? I can't remember what she's a bit. Well, she's appeared in Twilight, I think. I remember seeing her in. And I can't. Oh, that was. Is that? No, that's not her. Kirsten Dunst was in Interview with the Vampire. I remember her as a kid. But she's done War of the Worlds. That's the one. Yeah, War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise. That's where you probably remember her from that, which was a great film. But yeah, she's really good in this, and I'm enjoying it. I'm not sure how many more episodes I've got. But, it's terrible when you can binge watch things, because you think, oh, I'll just watch another one. And really, you need to, you know, hold yourself back a bit. It was great in the old days, because you'd watch something and go, oh, got another week and I don't know what's going to happen. Or you've got another season, it's not coming out for another 3 years. I mean, now, with quite a lot of the stuff, you're watching it and then you go, oh, that was really good. You get to the end of the series and then you find out Netflix is not making anymore. And you're like, what's going on? Start complaining. That's the age group I've got to now. I'm like, I can't believe that you've taken off my favourite show. I was really enjoying it. Although I've made no comments before that on any social media. Sometimes it's nice, you know, and I forget, because I'm saying to people, oh, make sure you let a musician know if you like their track, etc. And yet I watch loads of things like the Ripley, and I'm not putting anything on socials going, it's amazing. So there's loads of people out there. We're all the same. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to go on Twitter. I think, there we go. I'm going to see if there's anything with Ripley and just say how much I'm enjoying it. They won't care. I'll care that I've let somebody know. There we go. Visually, Ripley is one of the best Netflix have ever done. The use of black and white is like a homage to the classic film noir of the 1940s, 50s. The whole series is filmed in Italy. It's like a living work of art, a masterclass in cinematography. Well, you've said it better than I could. I should have just read that out in the first place. Here's Mika with Relax.
With nobody I know but the pain
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old-school roots rock reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Yeah. radio of yours. I'm trying to get to sleep.
Joining me in the studio, I've been chewing his ear off since he got in.
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. We're joined by Bob Simpson, who's coming up next with 1, 2, 3.
Yay! So, what's going on in your life at the moment?
Well, you heard about me sniffing my cupboard.
I did, yeah.
Did you? What are you laughing for? It's true.
It's not a euphemism, is it?
No, it's that new furniture smell, because I've not had any really new furniture except for a sofa I got a few years ago, because I'm not, don't have much money. So this thing was in the sale, and when I've looked today, it's gone up by £200.
Ooh,
so I saved £200.
Bargain.
And it's got that new smell about it. But I don't want to, at the moment, I was wondering if you can get something to put on top of the shelves so it doesn't get dirty, like a little cover for the shelves.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to put
save you dusting.
Yeah, because I don't want to get anything on it now. I don't want to put stuff where it scratches.
I thought you'd just fill it up with bottles, really.
What, bottles of wine?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I've got a wine rack that takes 12 bottles and it's empty except for champagne, which I'm not really keen on. Don't buy me Prosecco or champagne because I don't drink it.
Oh, all right, I won't then.
Well, you can when you come over, if you like.
All right, okay. Yeah, what do you want me to say now?
Well, I've got music in the background if you want to tell everyone about your show.
Oh, okay. Well,
go for it. I'm going to look over here.
All right. Did you know it was National Banana Day? We'll be talking about National Banana Day. Also,
how do you like yours?
I like them anyway,
I don't like them
really.
Hot. No. I don't like bananas hot. Some people do, don't they, on the
barbecue?
No,
I like them anyway at all. I like them sort of before they're ripe, when they're ripe,
before.
And even after they're ripe.
Oh. No.
Yeah, I love a banana. I'm going to be previewing my guest next week, which is Jodie McKay, talented musician and blessed with the wonderful sweet voice of an angel. She sounds a bit like Tammy Wynette. Do you remember Tammy Wynette?
Yeah.
Some local news I've got as well, and we're going to be remembering Billy Fury on his birthday. All that, lots of stuff. I've got a song for Daphne, a real classic, and lots of good music, really.
Excellent. You're wearing black today, aren't you? Black bomber jacket.
I am. It's slimming, you know.
Do you know what? I used to wear a lot of black, but I don't. I think the fact is I am fat, and it makes no difference.
You said that, not me.
Yeah, but now I just wear loud stuff, because before it was like, oh, don't wear that, because it makes you look bigger. But then I just thought, well, you are bigger. So wearing, but I don't suit black anymore.
Well, I have got some loud stuff as well, but...
We have seen a few of your shirts.
Yes, I've got some wonderful shirts, yeah.
Yeah, and wasn't the Fat Penguins, we've seen each other quite a bit recently outside of work. On Friday at the Comedy Night.
Yes, indeed,
which is organised by Darren Mutu at Billericay Football Club, is it?
That's right, Billericay Town.
It's only £15 to go, and it's such a good night.
Another
it's on
good
once
night.
A month,
yep.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, very good.
And then we saw each other on Sunday at the Cricketers in...
The Checkers, in
Billericay.
Yeah, for the Fat Penguins.
Oh, brilliant.
They were great, really good. Real party atmosphere.
It was,
there.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, very, very good atmosphere.
Loved it.
Especially once I'd had more than one pint.
Well, so, I actually had a lift, so I was able to have a few drinks, normally because I'm always driving.
Right, okay.
But this time, I drove there, and then somebody else drove back.
I got in my big red chauffeur driven bus.
Have you got a bus? Is there a little mini bus for you and your friends?
Well, I travel for free anyway.
Your
put it that
harem.
Way. Yeah, I had my harem with me on Friday night at the comedy
night.
How many
women
did
you and?
I think it was about eight. Wasn't
eight,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The comedian liked you, didn't he?
He did. We had a good chat, me and the comedian.
Yeah. And then you tried to drag me into it, but he was having none of that. And I was sat way away. I was glad I weren't sat next to you.
I know. I should have. I'd arranged for you to sit next to me.
I know you had,
but
I
didn't. You refused, didn't you?
I can't say. Well, the thing is, the seats are quite... They look quite hard, but there are some really nice sofas in there, but my bum would be hanging over the edge of the seat. But the best thing was, when the comedian said to Bob, because this is how... Sometimes you judge people, you look at people, you think, oh, they might be liking this sort of music. And he said to Bob, tell me what your favourite song is at the moment. And you said...
I said, Blackbird by Beyonce.
And he was completely... The host was completely like, what, eh?
He had no idea what I was talking about, I don't think, but...
And he was like, what?
Yeah, he expected me to say Frank Sinatra or something.
Yeah, that caught him out.
Yeah.
But there we go. If you get a chance to go next month, it will be up on the website, and it's £15 a ticket, a really good night out.
Yeah.
There was four comedians, wasn't there?
That's right. It's actually, I think it's the 14th of June, the next one.
Yeah. I'll be going again. Yeah. I enjoyed that. Mm. Now, Jojo Man Band's got a brand new track called Zombie.
Oh, I like Jojo Man Band.
Which I am going to play for... What did you say?
I like Jojo Man Band.
Just in case Nick is listening, he sometimes does.
He does.
This is the Jojo Man Band with Zombie.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1, 2, 3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
I've not heard that for years. I was enjoying that. That is Mai Tai with History. Coming up next, we've got some more music. We've got some Take That and Green Day. But first of all, let's get some events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, our very own Roy Tyzak is organising a fundraiser for Phoenix FM. As you know, we are a community radio station. He's doing a Call My Bluff at Navestock Village Hall. It's a quiz night with a difference. Test your knowledge of unusual words and pit your wits against the experts. £20, including an evening meal, which I believe is chicken chips. There's probably a vegetarian option as well. And refreshments. Have a look at the website for more details.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Looking at the roads, Brook Street roundabout is fine. Heading down towards Lakeside, you haven't got a problem in both directions, which is excellent. Very busy around Wilson's Corner on the Ongar Road, coming up to Wilson's Corner and in all directions, and around Shenfield Station as well at the moment. Road closed due to emergency gas repairs on Sandpit Lane both ways between Weald Road and the A128, that's Ongar Road, and then also on the A128 at the other end of Button Farm. Temporary traffic signals there, that's due to the gas main work. A12 is running fine in to Brentwood, although you do have those roadworks, 40 mile an hour speed restrictions, which are ongoing between junction 13 and 16. You can't come off the first turn off on that way to Chelmsford. You have to go up to Gallywood turn off and then follow the directions. There are some nighttime closures as well, so just be aware. It's going to be a quiet week for me this week. Tomorrow I don't have any guests. I think next week I've started to get a few guests in again. So we had a busy week last week and a quiet and more relaxed week this week. But there are plenty more guests coming up over Phoenix FM, or on Phoenix FM actually, over the next few days. You've got Curveballs tonight. Bob Collum's going to be with Nick Field playing live in the studio. Drive on Thursday has got yoga teacher Michelle Spencer. I'll try and get that out. 98 Not Out. Darren's going to be chatting to Australian commentator and journalist Melinda Farrell. Bumper to Bumper, Gareth's going to be here with singer-songwriter Frank Turner. And The Night Shift, Madeline's going to be chatting Texas-born Nashville artist Denita as well. That's all coming up for the rest of the week here on Phoenix FM. Do check out the schedule, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. Here, Take That. This is The Flood, which is very appropriate over in Dubai at the moment. Day with American Idiot. Now, somebody who is not an idiot is coming up at 1 o'clock. It is our very own Bob Simpson, who is Mr. Intelligent, Mr. Fun, and always does a great show.
Well, that's very kind of you. You must have been listening to someone else by mistake.
Yeah, Scott Ross, I think. Oh, hold on a minute. I can't do that. I skipped over your beautiful
Promo.
Here we go.
Can't do that. Hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1-2-3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
And you're going to see him in the next, well, not see him, you're going to hear him in the next couple of minutes. Now, we don't have any news at the moment. There is a little bit of a technical fault, so we do apologise, but hopefully they'll get that restored later on this afternoon or this evening. So if you're waiting for the news, you won't be getting it. What are you doing? What's that?
I'm making a hat.
Out of the microphones?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear, never mind. Coming up next is Bob. I'm going to leave you with this one. This is Leonard and Friends featuring Arturo Sandoval with Street Player. Have a great afternoon. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Listen to this. A little bit of sunshine for Bob.
Woo.